Remember, kids, as the summer temperatures rise, make sure to cold transfer all beer. This is the perfect PSA pour.
Yeah, we give some info out. That is important, important info.
Yes.
Remember that. Keep cold transferring all summer long if you want to get full enjoyment of your drinking.
Full and complete.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a craft beer show. It's a show about things that are interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Long pause.
He likes to be dramatic. He's so dramatic.
No. Dramatic?
I was trying to
dramatic.
After the fact, listen to what he said.
Oh, listen. What? Listen to what the other people are saying. What? Oh, that's crazy. Crazy talk. Later on, over the next couple hours or so of beer talking, we're going to drink a lot of beers. We're going to try and drink as many beers as we can and still function as a podcast. We're going to talk about some beer releases you should probably maybe look out for and ones we're looking out for. The listeners of the show are going to call us and give some information on what's going on in their craft beer world. We're going to talk about some beer culture, the things we were drinking last week, and all that. All that's going to happen. Who knows? Anything could happen.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's beer related.
Yep.
And if it's a tangent, it better be damn entertaining. All get ready. Sell in. Thank you for being here.
I think we find the tangents funnier than you find the tangents funny.
Oh, well, I always find them funny. I'm just trying to, you know, keep things on track. I could tangent all day. What do you think Dorktown is? It's a 2 hours of tangent, a 2 hour tangent, but there's no base. So, like, how do you know you're tangenting when you don't have a base?
I made him go on a tangent.
Where does one begin and the other end?
Right.
Before, he doesn't even realize he's tangenting. Is that what you're saying?
Nope. Before the show, we had three beers on our tailgating session of the show
heavy that tailgate. The
Golden Gods can listen to. One was for a new beer from Casa de Fruta, the rest stop tourist trap in the coastal range on the Pacheco Pass of California.
Don't you mean vacation destination?
Sure.
Boring.
Oh, Casa de Fruta is always a fun stop. It's always a fun stop. So it's like this big, fun. For those that don't know, you're not from California, you're like Casa de Fruta is like this big place where you can stop and sort of, not, I don't know if you consider it touristy, but it's just, it's like a big fruit stand, overgrown fruit stand, and it's got a restaurant. There's like little things for the kids to ride. And
it's conveniently the amount of driving time where you would have to go to the restaurant.
Yes. It's all that. Mm-hmm. And so they're big on wine. They're big wine, lots of jellies. And they finally have a beer, a Pilsner beer. And it's Gordon Birch made it for him, I guess, in collaboration with Gordon Birch. Contracted it. It's Pilsner.
What was that collab like?
Yep.
Hey, do us. Hey, do it for us.
Hey, make us a Pilsner. Okay.
What do you want in it? Pilsner stuff.
You know, beer stuff. Hmm. We're wine people. We don't know.
Coming right up.
Well, I want one of those beers where you lift the cap and it goes, kss, kss, kss.
Oh, we can do that.
Yeah, that's what I want.
They did it. I think it's a fine Pilsner. I've got it in my glass still.
Oh, yes.
there's more in the bottle. So feel free to.
All right, thanks. This is my second one. I think I've had enough. I don't want to take it. There's also one. Donated to the show by Drake's Brewing Company out of San Leandro, the Southeast Bay. Louis, stop it. Louis had to chime in right there.
Right.
Hashtag there. Drink Drake's. Flyway Pills. That was getting some warm receptions.
I give it a 10.
Whoa, 10 on the pills scale.
10 solid. On the pills scale.
Are you going to give it a 5 on Untappd?
Yes. I believe I will.
Oh, okay.
It reminds me of the old Spaten Premium.
Spaten.
There's a beer nobody talks about.
Where is that? What is that?
That's old school beer. That's probably big beer where they're from. But Spaten is like the Czech Pilsner.
Yeah. Definitive.
Yeah. Well, here in America, anyway.
Spaten.
Spaten Premium. That's the beer that if anybody ever asked you what does beer taste like, that's the beer you should hand them.
All right. That's a good description. That is, they should use that. So you're saying you're going to drink this Flyway, you're going to buy it, purchase it. You're going to purchase it.
I think it's going to have a neat little corner of the beer fridge.
Oh. We also had a lot of, and Matt enjoyed it too. I didn't mean to talk over Matt.
What?
What?
I can't hear him.
La-di-da from what brewery is this? No, Keefisms donated to the show. This is brewed and canned for Casita Cervecia. Cervecira? Duck Rabbit Craft Brewery.
Duck Rabbit?
Yeah, Duck Rabbit made it for Casita Cervecira from North Carolina, Farmville, North Carolina.
None of that makes sense. Keeps this
in Carolina beer. La di da. Pretty good beer. I'll have a little bit more. Thank you very much. You guys like that? Double IPA?
Yeah, that one's good.
It's good.
Solid beer.
Good double. At least it's a double.
So there you go. That's so you've caught up on all our drinking there. And let's get in to some culture. Culture.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. It's going to be one of those.
Hitting the sauce already.
Yep. It's going to be Rammy, folks.
Here we go. Prepare for takeoff. Strap in.
New Green Flash.
Uh-oh.
Has hired a gentleman that goes by Michael Taylor, and he is the new CEO of New Green Flash.
From here on out, refer to him as New Green Flash.
Yes, New Green Flash. And he has a 14-year history in the beverage more than 14 years of beverage experience. And so he plans to, which he came from Anheuser-Busch, if you were wondering about some of his, which is not the first time Green Flash has hired somebody. Chuck Silva always kind of, he had a background as well.
What?
Yeah.
Impossible.
Impossible.
So
he's always been handy.
I guess the Mike Hinckley, the owner of Green Flash, says that he's spent some time with this fella and got to know him and felt that he was a good placement for the company. And
he'll be a good go-between when AB InBev wants to buy Green Flash.
Well, surprisingly enough, the CEO, the department he held oversaw was mergers and acquisitions. So.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah. Hmm.
So, looks like even if they're not, I mean, they were bought out by a group of investors, but now they're kind of making decisions of different people to hire. But they talk it up saying that this new CEO, he's going to spend, 3 months at the brewery and kind of figure out what to sell and what new ideas. He's going to
sleep there.
Yeah.
He's going to camp out there and sleep there.
Have a brewery camp out.
Mm-hmm. I'm really,
really good.
I'm really like you guys now, huh? Wow.
He basically said that Green Flash makes the best beer ever.
This is like flavor and stuff. It's like his first beer outside of a Budweiser. He's like, whoa.
What's that? What's that taste I'm getting?
What's all this taste variance I'm getting?
So, good luck to him. After they laid off 76 people, closed a brewery, sold the brands to a random group of investors, and now this guy kind of walks in and goes, oh, okay, rebirth. Let's do this. Yeah, guys, team.
Yeah.
Hey, team.
Cue Steve Buscemi.
Who's with me?
All the total indie craft beer guys that are still left at Green Flash are just like, oh, wow. Now we're bringing in a Budweiser guy. Cool.
It's so impressive you guys make more than one beer. I mean, I'm really impressed.
He's like, wow, you guys have like a good 6 or 7 beers here.
How do you find time?
So that's my news.
Where do you keep the beechwood?
So do you roast it here? Or?
What's the story? What's the beechwood exactly?
Storage situation?
I love gold.
That's pretty deep into the show. Get a new beer. It's like a good 5 minutes or something. Oh, Lord.
Well, we tailgated hard.
This from a local brewer, Dust Bowl Brewing out of Turlock, California. This is brand new. Lateral Hazy IPA. Just landed on our porch moments ago.
Oh, it's Lateral 3.
Lateral 3. Thank you. Sometimes you just need fresh eyes.
Well, we had Lateral 1 on the show, and I've had right. Lateral 2.
They've been good.
At Goldstein's.
These laterals have been good. We'll see. So we got new hazy from Dust Bowl. I don't know that I've had a hazy from Dust Bowl, because the other laterals, were they hazy?
No, but you've had, haven't you had Confused Therapist?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be hazy.
Okay. All right.
I'm not sure about this color. Looks like some kind of guava juice.
I'll tell you, it's drinkable.
It's very clean.
Very clean. Lots of fruit sweetness on the end. Fruity sweetness. Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's pretty good.
There was no print. There was no beer sheet.
No. Oh, yes, we do have a beer sheet. Thank you. Dust Bowl's always good about giving us sheets as well as drinks. Continuing the Lateral Hazy series, Lateral 3 has a big punch of hoppy aroma. Where Lateral 1 and 2 were mainly tropical, Lateral 3 leans heavily towards citrus, especially juicy orange and grapefruit. It's a 8.5. It's in specialty cans.
What?
Not saying anything about... Oh, yeah. There's 16-ounce cans and draft. And on draft as well. 5 and 15.5-gallon kegs. So look for some Lateral 3. If you're a Dust Bowl town, where I guess they're pretty much anywhere in California now. Do they distribute?
They distribute, yeah.
Especially in Northern California now. Good stuff.
What are they doing up there?
What else? What's that going on, Nick?
What?
What?
Oh, very little. I realized this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Following.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Totally with you on this.
Yeah. Is that like when you comment on a Facebook post? So you get the notifications of the updated comments following.
Like, time to unfollow this post.
Yep. It went nowhere near where I thought they were going to go. Because we could not make it to the Firestone Walker Invitational, I will rely on others to tell me what happened.
I'm hoping we get some voicemails from there, but we use every year we get good voicemails from there.
And so here is Paste Magazine's 15 memorable beers from... Oh, FW. Great.
Now I got to be bitter about the ones I missed.
IBF. And I'm noticing, because I'm really on top of things as usual, there's a shift away from the naming, the punny names.
Uh-oh.
These are more abstract. Yeah.
I'll be the judge of that.
Not abstract as much as just artsy-fartsy.
Artsy-fartsy.
So here we go. Let's get through this. Let's blow through this list, because you could read it on your own, too. Or you probably already have. Or you were there. Or you were there and you wrote this article.
My time.
Audible's segment this evening, provided by Nick.
Let me get my Audible voice.
At the Nick 80.
Hey, yo. Russian River Brewing Company, Intinction.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Hmm. What kind does it say a style?
Sure.
I'm going to guess IPA.
This beer is interestingly referred to as a sour pilsner. Aha! Sauvignon Blanc wine barrels.
Sour pilsner. Why would you do that to a beer?
I don't know.
Congratulations, San Francisco. Now you've ruined pizza.
What the hell?
It's from from a movie.
Oh, I am a movie? The movie?
A movie. A movie.
From the movie.
That is played Inside Out, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Green Cheek Beer. You guys ever heard of Green Cheek Beer?
Yeah. Nope. I want them.
Yeah, yeah. Radiant Beauty.
They're near Disneyland.
Well, then. They're in Anaheim based?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Or one of those towns around there.
Tustin. Or not Tustin. Yeah,
there's like 80 L.A. suburbs.
Funkworks Saison de Brett. Not an unusual name, but that's one of the top picks.
Bad choice, I can tell. I don't need to taste that.
Side project slash shared barrel aged coffee shop vibes.
Wow. Okay. Old coffee.
Old coffee. Trillium Brewing, Faded Farmer, colon, peach.
Oh, so apparently there's different
Faded
Farmers. And this is the peach version.
Beechwood Brewing, The Fog Father.
Oh.
So they're sticking with the punny.
Yeah, they're like, no, we're not giving up on punny. Still got some punny names left.
So we still got a few. And of course, they go right to the hazy beers.
Yep.
Jackie O's Hawk Hawking? Hot Pocket. Where's the Hot Pocket beers?
I don't know. Ask Zach's Brewing.
I want a Hot Pocket flavored beer, please.
Well, Hot Pocket flavored beer. Make it.
Santi Andarius Ales.
Yes.
We Sunday. Are you.
Are you?
Apparently they are. This is the name of their beer. We Are You. Beautiful, bold, assertive blend of beers. No, that's not it. Elegant. This does not give me what it is. I'm guessing it's a wild ale.
Boo.
Boo.
Is that from?
That was a Sante beer. Oh, Rare Barrel, Alchemy, and Magic.
All right.
Garage Project. Yuzu Rising Sun and Coxswain's Courage.
Whoa.
This is going great, I could tell.
Mm-hmm.
Firestone Walker and Creature Comforts. This one has got all the fans' attention right now. Creature Comforts, Mother's Milk.
What is that, a milkshake IPA?
Maybe.
Made with lactose.
Rich Imperial Milk Porter, aged in rye whiskey barrels.
No. And they're a pinch wrong about of
sea
that.
Salt.
Nah.
No, they're wrong. They brewed the wrong beer.
They're wrong, yeah. They're wrong. Sorry, guys, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
You messed up.
Highland Park Brewery, America's Preference. These are the names of the beers.
Boring.
Where's
the pun?
Bring back the puns.
Hey, where's the pun?
Firestone Walker Propagator Schwartz beer.
Your propagator is bigger than mine.
So, yeah. What's up with that?
That's what I've been doing. If I was there, I'd be like, just randomly you'd hear,
where's the puns? There's no puns here.
Give me a good pun.
Fine.
Rattle something off for me.
These names are boring. Boring. Wow. I'm not excited. Like, maybe like one of the two of those sounded cool.
Yeah, by name alone.
The Russian River one and then...
Intinction.
Yeah. And then, the Beechwood one.
That's it. Because it's the punny name.
Yep. The only ones that are cool.
Take it.
Is that all the things over there?
And...
That's the table.
I know we like to come up with places we'd like to be drinking.
Mm. Yeah. All every place.
Everything. Here's a place I don't think I would like to be drinking. I would not like to be drinking.
Could you drink in a hole? Could you drink in a bowl? Could you drink in a sauce? Could you drink in a Ross?
A Ross. Ooh, drinking in a Ross. Discount clothing and craft beer. I was at a car show this weekend. Last weekend.
Wow, it's a big surprise.
Big surprise. Did not have the hankering for beer at all.
What? You were enjoying yourself.
I was enjoying myself. You're enjoying myself.
Life so much that you didn't need a beer to augment it?
Did not need a beer.
That's ridiculous.
Did not sit down and go, man, I wish, like, not even a light lager. What? Nothing. Like, I wanted water.
You're like, you know what? I'm having a great time. Maybe I'll have a light lager.
Yeah. I wanted coffee.
Probably not. I don't need it.
I wanted water because it was hot.
Wow.
And I knew I was driving shortly after that.
Driving.
Maybe if there was some kind of lounge, but like then I thought, it's just going to be packed full of elbows and assholes. You know, if there was one little bar, because you know they're not going to go out. Like the main focus is the car show, mm-hmm. not the bar. So the bar is going to be an afterthought. It's going to be a little tent.
Yeah.
With some misters. And like big enough for 12 people, oh, and there's 60 misters, in there.
That's big time.
Oh, yeah. You know, spend some money.
That's like fig gig style shoes.
But maybe it's because I'm like watching the dollars. You know, I know there's a swap meet happening. I know there's entry fees. I know there's other stuff to spend money on. I'm just not worried about having a beer at that time. Afterward, like, I would like to get out of there. And I almost thought about stopping at like Stone Pasadena's on the way out or whatever cool little brewery. I almost went back through Palmdale, Lancaster.
Oh, wow. You went the desert route, huh?
Like, yeah, because that's like old Route 66 kind of goes through Fontana. Mm-hmm. And so there's all these old school roadside like stops.
Yeah.
That would be cool to me to have one of those turn into a craft beer bar.
How about it, Fontana Jim? Open it up.
Open up the Flo's Roadside Diner and Craft Beer Emporium.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Pilsner Palace.
Pilsner? Ooh, that would be cool.
Pilsner Palace.
Out there in the desert? Yeah, yep. Pilsner. That'd go a long way.
Pilsner there. Well, geez, you're trying to say you're maturing?
I don't know what I'm trying to say. I noticed, I was like...
Oh. You're trying to say you didn't bring us back any beer. That's what you're trying to... This is a whole elaborate setup to explain why you didn't bring us any beer from L.A.
Yes.
All right, that's fine.
That's exactly...
I'm glad you went through all that effort, at least. Like, well, because before I was like, geez, Nick went to L.A. and didn't bring us any beer. Okay. Hmm. Well, now you have an excuse.
That's true.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. I didn't want any LA beer.
Oh, good. Because I didn't bring you any.
Oh, great. Well, is that the things? All the things?
What else do we got? Yeah, I think that's all the things.
All right, if you say so.
Might be a bit of news later. Gold. We'll see what Mikey's got first.
This one was donated... But Chef, he was like, man, you better get to that beer. Chef over there in Chicago, one of our Chicago reps.
Chicago.
Mellotron from Hot Butcher. Thank you, Chef. Going from left to right of your podcast. Now, I'm sure you recognize that was a 16-ounce can being opened. You're like, 16-ounce. Nailed it. Uh-oh.
Did you know?
Another one for Nick to be like, no.
Can I crap on it yet?
Looks hazy.
Tasting notes. Tropical fruit.
That's all you need. That's all you need to know.
I'll be the judge of that.
Very cool like label. Yep. Would tropical. Label buy?
Yeah, it's definitely a cool
would, label would buy. Would label buy and then regret once I got it home and opened it.
Hmm. This is pretty good. Impressive for a non-California brewer. That's all I have to say.
I'm sure somebody agrees with you, Mike.
Yeah, somebody does. Not here, but
nope.
somewhere else in is that, the universe.
Is that the new equivalent of pretty good for a girl? Pretty good for a non-California yep. beer?
Yep. That's what we say to anyone not California. We have a new, Nick.
What?
Get the notebook ready. We have a new,
I'm glad you said notebook.
Yeah. The Dwayne Manis, also known as Bubba Dog.
Bubba Dog.
Bubba Dog IPA on Untappd. Bubba Dog IPA on a tap. He would like to be an Oklahoma rep. Do you have any Oklahoma reps officially down?
It's all his.
All right. He didn't say specific area, but he wants to be an Oklahoma rep. So.
Whole thing got it.
Good. A whole state. You got to cover it all, dude.
Even Dwayne. The handle.
Yep. Even the panhandle.
You got to get that handle.
There ain't nothing in the panhandle.
Nothing?
I've been through there.
Not one brewery in the handle?
I don't know. Brewing? I kind of doubt it.
Panhandle brewing.
When I mean nothing, I mean nothing. I'm not talking about beer. I'm just talking about things.
Zero?
Yeah.
Like not even dust?
Not a whole lot. No, there's dust. There might be some oil rigs.
Yes.
And some cattle eating, grazing. That's about what you'll find.
Handle raised beef.
Yeah. Oklahoma handle raised beef. My dad's from Drumright, Oklahoma. So wow. The Oklahomans.
What part is that?
It is in the north central-ish.
North central-ish? Never heard of it.
Been there.
Yeah?
Tiny town. Little baby town. So there's, and if you're like, what's a rep? Show rep. You want to be a rep for the show? Here's your requirements. Be in a city. Or be in a place.
Got it.
Live in a place.
Okay.
Like craft beer.
I'm hesitant on that one.
Listen to the show.
Again, hesitant.
Know what cool places there are in your area to drink beer at. And what that's word a must. Are good. Yeah. Those are the things. You just need to know those things and you're like, hey, I want to be a rep. So like when a listener of the Perfect Border is like, I'm going to Tulsa. So Dwayne can be like, oh, here's where you go in Tulsa, bro.
Tulsa, bro.
So that's what you got to do is a rep. It's preferable if you have some sort of handle that the person can get a hold of you at, a bare minimum, a Untappd handle, Twitter handle, Instagram handle, something.
Mm-hmm.
So another listener of the Perfect Port can be like, hey, dude.
Yeah, without giving out direct information of the right. rep.
And then that rep can, if you're a sociable person, be like, hey, I'll meet you there. Mm-hmm. And we can talk about how annoying Mikey is for a couple hours, then we can go home.
Glad somebody finally agrees.
Yep. So there you go. If you want to be a show rep, get in contact with us via some sort of method. I'm building the page, by the way. I lost the perfectportpod.com, like the web pages, because I was transferring over the .com from one thing to another thing. And so when there was like a week where there was no website.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that.
Oh, you noticed?
Yeah.
Totally noticed.
Totally noticed that.
But now it's back, but I don't have any of the archives up. I just have like the last couple weeks back up. And I'm having to rebuild our glossary page, because I had a glossary page for new listeners that are like,
I don't get all these references that they're
what
doing.
What is cold transferred?
So I'm rebuilding that. It might be back up now. Perfectportpod.com/glossary. You can look at it as I'm trying to rebuild it. I'm not done with it yet. You're not supposed to go there yet, but you can. And also the rep page, I just like started throwing names on, like throwing spaghetti on the wall on that page. So,
well, build in a map function so you get that Google map link to it.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that. I'll figure it out. Slash reps or rep. R-E-P-S. I think it's R-E-P-S. Perforpod.com/R-E-P-S. But so that's going to, so finally I got a chance for things are working. We're going to have the website. We'll get there. Right now it's not, but it'll be there. Would you like to be a party wizard for modern times?
No, I'm my own party wizard.
Oh, okay. Do you live in the San Francisco Bay Area?
No.
Also no.
Well, modern times, too bad, because modern times, sorry.
Don't too bad.
Modern times is looking for a party wizard. It lives in the Bay Area. It sounds like it's basically a sales rep, but you're but the way they put it is you're backing up a sales rep, sort of. But then you're going all the places that Modern Times goes, and you're having to sort of represent Modern Times. But it doesn't. You're not like a straight sales rep.
You're demoted.
Yeah.
It's probably more events and special promotions, yeah. But they can also do beer things. I'd imagine that some of their sales reps have fairly large territories.
There you go.
Do they wear costumes?
So this guy is like a backup.
No.
It's party wizard. The Modern Times party wizard is responsible for delivering the ultimate Modern Times experience while enhancing culture awareness of Modern Times brands and heritage in his her assigned territory. See, they got their reps, too. The party wizard reports to the sales manager. This role is responsible for schmoozing hard and being a go-to person for Modern Times regarding all things Modern Times. History, beers, upcoming radness at beer festivals, tastings, and other events as needed. As one of the important and often first faces of our fans will interact with, it is the party wizard's responsibility to represent Modern Times in the most informative way possible while providing an outstanding service experience for every person. The party wizard must share Modern Times' commitments to quality, safety, business ethics, and continuous innovation. So that loses everybody that listens to the show. Nobody can qualify for that. So, you know, if you want to be cool, if you're a cool bro, want to hang out and help out Modern Times in San Francisco, they're hiring for you. They're looking for you. Did I have it written down? Just go to moderntimes.com.
You'll find it.
It's actually jobs.lever.co/moderntimesbeer. It'd be nice to have a listener to the perfect pour that actually works for Modern Times. Be nice to have them.
Inside scoop.
Speaking of listeners. There's
Craig. I don't know how often he listens.
Does he listen? I think he just BS's us.
Oh, yeah, I totally listen. All right.
That's what he does. Then you're like, oh, yeah, what's going on the show right now?
You guys are drinking beer and stuff.
Oh, yes, you do listen.
You drink beer, right? Yeah, yeah.
Hops_hound, who is in Utah, just wanted to let everyone know that Utah is getting Odell now. What? Like, they loosened some stuff up there. And now Utah is an Odell state. Odell from Colorado.
Whoa.
So look out for Odell if you're in the Utahs. Because they got it. More exciting now. If you're in Salt Lake City, you're like, I wish I had Odell's. You got it now. Stop wishing. Jerk. Are we doing okay?
We're doing
okay. Enjoying our beers?
I was just trying to think. Utah has the reduced ABV. So is Odell's making special beers for distribution in Utah?
I guess.
Are you getting full strength?
They're trying to fly under the radar. They're like, shh, you can get us, but don't tell anyone.
But don't tell anybody. This is regular strength.
Yeah, it says, they're just putting it on the label. It says 3%, but it's regular. Don't worry. You're getting all the juice, buddy.
Get all the hops.
You're getting all them hops. Don't you worry.
All the sugars have been converted.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail?
559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Poor. And you can also email us your voicemails, perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com. You got a smartphone. Every smartphone has a little recorder app, and you're like, I'm going to record myself. And then you record yourself, and you email it right out to us. It's easy. And you can just straight up email us and don't leave us a voicemail like Scott Ricky did. So Scott has a, it looks like he has a story. Here's Scott. So I get an Uber after hanging out at Atomic Liquors in Vegas. And I'm sharing it with a couple who seem pretty cool. Little did I know they would be some really cool peeps. We talked about Rick and Morty, and they also love Last Podcast on the Left. And the gentleman in the relationship is the manager at the Alvarado Street Brewing Salinas location.
What?
He invited me to hang out after, and we finished our Spartan race after our Spartan race this weekend, which conveniently takes place in Salinas. Just thought I'd share this with y'all. Oh, and by the way, if you don't have a Salinas County rep, I volunteer myself as tribute. I volunteer as tribute.
Nice.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Oh, boy. Thank you, who's Scott. Scott Ricky.
He wants to be Salinas. The Stanislaus County rep.
Oh, Stanislaus County.
He's representing all of Stanislaus County.
Well, then.
Scott Ricky. We need your social media handle so people can, like, bother you. That's pretty cool. I was hoping there was going to be, like, the other person in camp was all, I listen to Perfect Board, too!
But did we just become best still, friends?
He shared a cab with the Alvarado Street dude.
Yeah. I think that might be better for him.
Yeah, that's way better for him. Not for us. For him. I want to go to Salinas location. I've only been to the Monterey location.
Poor you.
I know.
Poor Mikey.
Because the Salinas location seems like it'd be more real.
Oh, yeah? More real?
Monterey is like for tourists.
Wow. I'm shocked.
Sorry, bro. I'm just real, man.
I'm going to cancel my trip. I was just going to Monterey.
I'm not going. It's touristy.
It's touristy.
No, honey. But you love beer. Yeah, but that's touristy. Touristy!
Might as well just be drinking at Peter B's or something regular.
Peter B's, see? That just sounds like just... There's like guys in their 60s that sit in the bar all day.
Old guys rule t-shirt.
Hey, Perfect, it's Colin and Janine.
Happy Sunday.
Colorado Reds.
Sunday? No, Friday.
We're just hanging out, having some beer, enjoying our Weldwork score. We had a friend go up to Weldwork's, and they got us like six different beers. We had Coalescence, which is New England IPA, Double Blackberry Milkshake IPA, which is really good too.
Yeah.
Some Juicy Bits, which is a New England IPA.
That's a funny name.
Tropical or Berliner Weiss.
We have that in the fridge.
Speaks for itself. Singular Focus El Dorado.
It was a malty New England IPA.
It's really good, too. And Red Velvet Cake Blonde Stout.
What?
Pretty also yummy. Really good.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's like, how many beers do you want? And I was like, I told him that whole list. And he goes, seriously? So it ended up being 6 4 packs, which is a case of beer, and it cost me $100.
Yeah.
What we're still drinking them, we still got them.
They're very good. Mm-hmm. So we have a question for you, Nick.
Me?
They have a leather couch?
Yeah.
Sounds like a leather couch.
It's not here yet. Never mind.
I like the acoustics in the room, too.
Yeah.
So, Joanne,
they're
cheers.
Just hanging out, listening to music.
You and me and Hoppy Libations. We need to stick together because there's very few of us beer chicks, you know, because most of the beer nerds are dudes. And so us girls need to stick together. So cheers to you.
Yeah.
And cheers to you for cheersing me. It's awesome. Unfortunately, I drunk emailed you guys last weekend. So I emailed you our call and then. Oh, here's your question, Nick.
Oh. Ah.
What is it, Nick? You kept talking about it on your last call. What is it?
What is it?
Yes, we want to know. What is it?
Is it a ghost in your refrigerator?
Is it whispering, what the fuck?
Totally.
Yeah,
oh,
so...
Hey, so on the front of Brett IPAs, maybe being the... And Mikey going, no, like on the Brett IPAs.
We like Brett
IPAs. Wow, that's pretty accurate.
At the beginning of Sours, when we started having a lot of them, Janine didn't like any IPAs except for sour Brett IPAs. And so but they're kind of tasty. They're also funky. I definitely don't think you're going to be the next new thing, but I like the thought
I think,
of it. It's cool.
I think the milkshake IPAs are probably going to be the next new thing, which I'm fine with because I love the milkshake.
I'm with you.
Oh, I had a glitter beer.
What is it?
It was good. Glitter in your beer, man.
I emailed glitter you when in your I was beer. Drunk. And then the next day I woke up and I was like, did I email them? And I didn't think I did, so I emailed you again.
Good
so
job. That's fine.
That was
I'm glad it wasn't my.
That
I thought was it was me.
Fault of me.
Oh, and we're watching Blade Runner 2049
nice.
Right now.
Good job.
It's got one of the Ryans in it.
It's Ryan.
One of the Ryans.
Gosling. Pretty Reynolds, boy. Ryan Gosling.
Oh. I think it's Gosling.
We got 3 minutes.
Anyways, keep... Oh, guys!
Aww. They always do such a good job.
They're so cute. Look at them.
I wish I knew what it was.
Who knows? Keep up the good work. Keep up the good
work. Keep up the good work, guys. That is the downside of doing a beer podcast, is you often forget what the hell were you talking about the night before.
Like, what the hell?
So let's say this week it is... breakfast burritos from Arsenio's.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is this
That's
week.
What it is. What is it?
I'm going to be needing one of those tomorrow morning.
Nice.
I mean, this morning.
On your way home?
On my way home.
Yep. 24 hours.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, there you go. They do it for us.
Fontana Jim sent something with a file for Nick. Tell Nick this has been out of print forever, and I open it up, and it's damaged. Mm. It won't open up. So I'm just damaged. Letting you know, Florida Fontana Jim.
Florida Jim.
Florida Jim. Letting you know, bro. I tried
and
it.
And Fontana Steve.
It's yep. So out of print, it doesn't even work.
Oh. Hey, guys. It's LBJ. Just giving you a call to update you on my Detroit travels. Had a really good trip. You know, everything you've heard about Detroit is exactly that. Lots of blight everywhere. Cool downtown center, and there's all kinds of little pockets of stuff being rebuilt and gentrification, but as a whole, you know, it seems to be trending in the right way. As far as the beer side of the trip, it started out really well when I was flying out of Delta through LAX, the Sky Lounge, Sky Club there. Mm-hmm. If you get in, they've got Verdugo West's IPA, I forget the name of it, but it was clearly, it's the only IPA they have, very fresh. And they go through tons of it, so it's really good. Highly recommend that. Also, when I landed in Detroit, whatever the bar was I was at, I think it's called Legends Bar, sitting waiting for my bag, the bartender suggested this Griffin Claw Raggedy Ass IPA. And I got to say, it was awesome. Local brewery, I think, but very tasty, clear. Very, very few hazy beers to be found on this trip, I will say that. But that was a really good one. Also made it to the Detroit tap room for Founders that XL had recommended. And as he said, it's literally right in the middle of a pocket of blight. So you got this big, beautiful tap room, restaurant, patio, little brewery, tons of people having a great time. And then you turn your head to the right and it's like, you know, houses or buildings caving in on themselves. No donkey stout to be found, unfortunately. I was excited to try that. So I had to settle for something called the Lizard of Kaz. It was a barrel-aged stout with chocolate, vanilla, blueberries. Really tasty, I got to say. But, you know, Nick, you'd like it. Very, it was intense, but not too intense. And then stopped at Jolly Pumpkin. Best way to envision this is think of a pizza port, if you've ever been to one of those in San Diego. Very pizza-focused on the menu. The Jolly Pumpkin, they have a sister brewery, I think, called North Star, and they do the clean beer, and Jolly Pumpkin focuses on the funky and sour beers, but it's kind of like a pizza port model. And it was good. The food was good. The beers were good. And then made it to Ann Arbor. Tons of little breweries in this little town. It was pretty cool. So, and it wasn't too far. It was only like half an hour outside of Detroit, so we could make the trip. And then lastly, somebody called in the last episode asking for Phoenix referrals, and you mentioned a couple, Mikey. Love the Arizona Wilderness and Wren House. But there's one called Oso, O-H-S-O, all capital letters. I think they have a few locations around town, but I've been to the one in Paradise Valley. Big space, you know, very comfortable environment, big patio. It's just a great place to hang out for an afternoon and have a few beers and something to eat. So, finally ordered the Speedway Stout, the Vietnamese Speedway Stout. Got a six-pack of that on the way. Heard you guys talking about that last episode, and just thought I'd mention it. So, yeah, with that, I'm going to wrap up. I know it's a little bit long, the voicemail, but as always, keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Brown.
Cheers.
Good Detroit.
Guys. Yeah. Doing report. It upright.
Like it. I kind of want to go to Detroit. I can handle blight.
You're from Fresno. You can handle blight. Right.
I got it.
Your blight tolerance is high.
Yeah. Okay, good blight tolerance. What we're having a new beer. What the hell are we having here?
It's a secret beer.
Ooh.
You don't even know.
Mm-mm. Well, what would it you feel?
I can't Pilsner-y. Figure this out.
Tastes Pilsner-y.
Ooh, okay.
I don't get Pilsner-y. I think this might be a Brett, or not Brett. I mean, one of them champagne beers.
Champagne beers.
I'm saying
Like a Brut. No,
I'm saying it's a Brut IPA.
Nope.
No, it's a barrel-aged Pilsner.
What? No. This is Summer Vibes. It's a hoppy Pilsner, or hoppy lager.
Wow.
It tastes like
the Summer Vibes I know.
A little bit of Galaxy in there, but like mainly summer. Mosaic hops.
Wow. Really?
Straightforward, low IBU level. Light color.
What's the... ABV is 5.5?
Yep.
Did I nail it?
Yep.
What the hell?
Wow.
Why did I do that?
Well, there you go.
I see the indie label.
Yep.
Oh, it's not even labeled properly. Wow, you're giving us a crap labeled beer.
Error card.
Somebody's like, that's this. I mean, I wish this is the one moment I wish this wasn't just an audio podcast. This label, it's like all crumpled up. Like, this is exactly if I was a canner, this is what your can would look like. Your label would look like. Be all fucked up, not straight. And be like, shit, sorry. Keep it going. Whatever. All
right, who's on the 2-5 shift?
Well, you can kind of see a label. It's all right. You can still see the TS mostly. That's all you want, right?
This is fine.
So I get paid Friday, right? Checks come.
Checks come.
Do you mail the checks or do I pick them up? Summer Vibes, Volume 2.
It's on the can, isn't it?
It's down there. Yeah, it's stuck on there. It's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
What the hell do you want?
You can read it still, right? Yeah. Can you read this? Yeah, okay.
Last year was all Mosaic. And we were still developing our hop additions and everything that we do with our beers. And we've brewed quite a few Northeast, and we've learned a little bit more about where you add hops, how it has flavor into it. So last year, it was a pretty bitter lager, which, I mean, kind of was the point. It's just like, oh, there's no way a lager can taste as good as an IPA. And so that's what this beer was set out to do, but last year just had a little bit too much bitterness. So this is back. The bitterness was dialed way back. And Galaxy Mosaic paired very well into this beer. This is by John Brazy.
Very interesting.
This is his.
John Brazy, he makes some pretty, he's a bold brewer, and he still makes it in good.
Yeah, because he, you know what I mean? He did a.
You don't know.
He did a couple of pilots
makes
of this
sense
beer.
In my head.
Louis knows.
He did a couple of pilots of this beer, and it tasted similar to what we have right now. So they figured it out full scale. So I think this beer will do very well when it's released.
I like it. So when is it going to be released?
Well, because today's Friday, because we're on the air. It was released yesterday.
Yeah.
Hey, I know.
I've been out there, like, searching for it in the stores. Now it's here.
150 cases went to the warehouse today, so it'll probably pop up at stores.
Whoa.
Near
Look
you.
Look at that.
Stores near you.
Look at that.
Big Lots. Check your Big Lots. Check
lots.
Your Dollar General.
Yeah, Dollar General. I wonder if they have, do they have beer in Dollar General?
I don't know.
General?
I've never
been in a Dollar
thought
General.
To look for a cold
Even
boxes.
Though there's 80 of them, I haven't been in one. Dollar General. What's that beer like?
Check your Ross.
Guys, can you hear me?
Yeah?
No.
Not driving.
Oh, it's gotta be.
You hear that noise in the background? It's not my blinker. It's actually an old clock. Can you hear it?
Yeah,
you can probably hear it.
Wow.
But anyway,
gotta have headphones.
I just wanted to say that that MGA Clovis liquor store right by the Chinese restaurant and In-N-Out on Clovis and Herndon.
Yeah.
Yep.
In-N-Out on Wall Street.
It might be gone now, but as of yesterday, which was a Tuesday, June 5th,
Thursday,
they had a bunch of fun revision beers. They had three different IPAs. They had an Imperial Stout from Revision.
Well,
Finite Madness, which I haven't had yet. I did have all three IPAs last night. And then I'm going to go over the IPAs real quick, and then I'm going to tell you something else.
All right.
So, something, a whole lot of ruckus. That one was probably the best one. That one was really juicy, really pungent in the hop aroma. Glitter Moon, which is good, but it's not as good as the other one. And then the reimagined IPA, a crystal clear IPA that has more hoppy aroma and flavor than just about, you know, most IPAs out there. You know, if these West Coast crystal clear IPAs had half the hop flavor and aroma that thing had, maybe Juicy's wouldn't be so popular as they are. Because, man, most of these West Coast IPAs, it's like, where's the hops? Like, from the 80s, that Wendy's commercial, that old lady, where's the beef? You know, where's the hops? It's an IPA, where's the hops? But anyway, so...
It's a good hop.
I didn't get to the Imperial Stout yet. And then I weighed myself this morning, like 247 pounds.
Woo!
Yeah, in the past, like, I don't know, 4 months or so, I put on like 7 pounds or more. Like, what's going on?
Uh-oh.
Well, anyway, so I have decided I can't drink during the week. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's the only nights or days that I can drink. I know, I'm sad too. But don't worry, I'll still be talking about beer. Oh, yeah. Can't stop me from talking about it. But yeah, I'm getting too fat. Getting too fat, guys. Oh, yeah.
Too fat, guys. Call.
Well, anyway, keep up the great work.
Somebody's already got that brewery.
He's getting too fat, guys.
Do you need to?
I'm driving. I'm petting my dog now. Take care.
Pat the dog. Good work, guys. This is my dog, Pat.
Guys. Thanks, Scotty B. I'm sorry to hear that Scotty B. Well, it's good for Scotty B. He's trying to lose some pounds.
Yeah, keep it slim. Keep it trim.
It's all about calories.
That's right. Choose your calories wisely.
If you want to still keep drinking and you want to lose weight, just why do you, dinner is stupid. Don't eat dinner.
Nobody likes dinner.
No. Nobody likes dinner.
7 minute abs.
It's a whole thing.
Suck it in.
Don't do that. Might not be good for you.
It's fine. I feel like I hit it.
So I'm trying to figure this out. So Chewy Bear, I think, just sent us an actual email instead of the voicemail. Orderly, the perfect pour. Chewy Bear here, and I'm typing this out on my IBM Selectric typewriter that I took from Jimco.
Nice.
It has a floppy disk drive, and it can also be hooked up to a dial-up. So I'm hoping this goes through, Holmes. Brings back memories of receiving pin pal letters from Teen Angels magazine, Holmes. Alright, check this out, eh? If you guys could go back to the beginning of craft beer, what brewery would you visit and what beer would you take with you to show them what they have accomplished or ruined? I can't wait to hear your answer, eh? I've been I've got to go change the ribbon on this typewriter. Telewatcho Holmes. P.S. Sorry to burst your bubble, Florida Steve, but the first voicemail was Mikey's co-host of Flowing with Famous, not Joshua. And then it was me, S.A. I'm the reason for two calls. 3 minute room. Boom, mic drop.
He typed mic drop.
So Chu is saying that he's the one that left the first email voicemail and not Florida Steve. Very controversial.
Wow.
Ooh. That's crazy. So, Chu, what other things did Chu cover here? I was in Chu character. I didn't know what was happening.
Oh, where would you go? See, that doesn't make sense to me. Because if you go back to the beginning of craft beer time,
yeah,
there was only two craft breweries.
Okay. Like, what? I guess he's asking, like, so you're at the beginning. What path do you not want it to follow down? What path do you want it to go down and not want it to go down?
Mm-hmm. I'm fine until everything went hazy. Then
shit got stop sideways. The hazy. Yeah, I don't know. Like,
wouldn't change it.
Yeah, wouldn't change a thing.
wouldn't change a thing,
Chew. It's a good question, though. I think people can chime in. Next week, if you want to chime in for your answer to Chew's question, like, what would you have changed or stopped or done differently if at the beginning of the craft beer movement? And this is our last of the email voicemails.
Hey, guys. Hey, it's Eel Circle calling in. And guess what? I'd like to give a very special cheers out to the Nick 80 for attending the Fontana Gym Invitational out here at Garage Boys Hangout.
Are we recording?
So hopefully Nick had a great time. Hopefully he had an even greater time at his bug-in Volkswagen event over at the Fontana Speedway. So hopefully that went well for him. And hopefully made his safe travels back up to Fresno. But I want to give a second cheers out to the Fontana Gym, Ants, Craig, a few other Perfect Four listeners for attending the Fontana Gym Invitational. Special thanks out to Nick's Uber ride, Jesus, and a few of the wives that gave Ants and the Fontana Gym a ride back home. So they arrived home safely, drove safely, so that's always good. So just a little recap on some of the beers we had. So we
drink Bud Light as a palate cleanser.
Bud Light to rinse out our glasses.
What's happening? Okay. What's he doing?
Coors Light and Keystone Light.
I could drink a Coors Light. Like a goat I'll admit cheese. That.
What's he doing?
An IPA. That was pretty tasty.
Wow.
We'd have blue cheese IPA, and that was very good.
I
didn't know what to expect, and it was actually pretty flavorful. So nothing like you're going to think it tastes like. So that was pretty interesting. And I believe we had like bacon and blue. That's another kind of ale. Not really quite sure on the description. But that was pretty tasty too. So we did have a bunch of stouts. We did have some vanilla.
Like I said, I'm not big on dark beers at all.
The Devil, I believe,
and
by
just
Evans
Brewing. I've just always been scared of them. Never really tried them that much.
Collabs
I might die.
Of a Super Magic Wheat Stout. That was pretty tasty too. We had a Flan de Leche Ale from Pacific Plate.
Auto add in your talk over.
So hopefully Benick 80 enjoyed his time. So we did have some stuff from
he's adding in the talk over he wants.
Secret
he wants,
out there in Monrovia.
This is if you're going to talk over me, this is what I want you to say.
You should say.
Hopefully everybody who attended had a great time. Hopefully they're going to make it back for the 3rd annual Fontana Gym Invitational next year. Location may vary. We're trying to move things around a little bit. So
get the beer bike in.
Love to know what Nick thinks. Love to know what Mikey thinks.
We gotta get more.
And, keep up the good work, guys. And if you guys did not pick up on it, those were clips.
Matt finally did. I still not sure what's going on. And,
it's me talking.
Let's let Nick explain the story about squeezing the cans. Maybe they're partially filled. Maybe they're firm. Maybe they're soft.
Why were you there talking, Nick?
Let the Nick Eddie explain that one. And keep up the good work, guys, for hopefully another 5 years.
That's it.
Another 5 years? We got to do this 5 more years?
Yep. Minimum. Contract. You guys signed a contract.
What?
So, you remember that?
Oh, did you get me drunk?
Super sign. When did the dividends kick in? Sir.
Oh, that's a while. That's going to be a while. Don't worry. What?
The first thing happened,
this is how dumb I am. I was like, Nick, when he was down there, he secretly went to the Fontana Gym Invitational and he wasn't telling us. And you're going to save it for your Bing Cod drinking.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, shit, Nick was there. Then and then other things started happening.
Okay, so I did go to the second annual Fontana Gym.
Wait, you did?
I did.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
He was down in L.A.
So that was the reason behind... Okay, so...
Don't ruin the Bincots.
No. Well, he already ruined the Bincots. He went over them all. So there's a racetrack in Fontana, which is kind of unique, I guess, for Eastern Southern California. And what are the chances that we have listeners in Fontana, 5 minutes from the racetrack I was going to visit? So that's why Fontana Gym has been playing these bits about he's had to get it with everybody else except for the Nick.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he was alluding to, was we were finally going to have a get it. So we had to get it. They had a smoker pit. They had beers.
Ooh.
They had a garage. Everything you could imagine the Garage Boys do, it was there.
It was all Garage Boys.
There was a boat. We didn't do any boat drinking, though.
Oh, boo.
I know. We should have got up there on the boat and had some boat beers. But, wow. Yep.
Were you by yourself? Were you with your significant other?
No, it was solo.
Oh, you're solo.
I was hand solo for the weekend.
Han solo.
Trying to live up to my alter ego for the weekend.
Wow. Wow. Interesting stuff.
So
good stuff.
I don't remember exactly how the squeezing the cans started. It had something to do with checking the pressure on the lid.
All right.
I thought we talked about that here, though, but I guess it was down there.
I don't remember that.
So then, you know, of course, the innuendos began, and it went from firm cans to soft cans to being an official can inspector.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness, guys. Jeez, it gets crazy there.
It was crazy. Jeez. It was there. I swear it was the air down there.
Is that Fontana air?
Fontana air.
It does that to you.
Wow. I got to meet some new listeners. Ants.
Yeah. Might hear about him later.
You just might.
Man.
Oh, sorry, I...
Way old, to represent, man.
Old we've, listeners.
We've officially had a host at the Fontana Gym Invitational.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. We still haven't got any calls from the... I know we had listeners at the Firestone Walker. Still haven't got one. Now we're into traditional voicemails.
Hey, Perfect Four. It's Just Can't Win. Mike Montoya. I'm still a few episodes behind. I have one more to catch up, but I'm listening to a few weeks back, and I noticed that Mikey called out Made West being from Arizona. Hate to do this to you, Mikey, but that is untrue. Made West is from Ventura. They're about a 5-minute drive from my house, if that.
Wow.
And, so that hazy line that came out with Pizza Port is supposed to be very good. I'm not sure if it's still in town. I took a break from drinking this month, so I didn't get to grab it. But you guys got the Queen of the Coast collab they did. I sent that to you back, as well as the Poli IPA, which was the one that had the Volkswagen bus that I sent you guys.
What? Where is this?
We'll send you one. Oh. But yeah, it's from Ventura. Only a 3 to 4 hour drive from you guys.
I transposed them with
the Arizona. You guys can make a trip out, and we can have a get it one day. All right. Keep the good work.
I'd like to have a get
Made it. West.
Yeah, there's a brewer in Arizona. After I listened back, I was like, God damn it, I said the wrong brewer. But I want to say 12 something. Phoenix area brewer I was trying to think of. Screw that up. Calling me out on that. That's good. It's good.
Ventura.
Honey Bags, you picked a really bad time.
So what had happened was, so we went here to a beer festival called Firestone Invitational.
My it's no big deal. Shit.
I told you.
Is that? Is so, we've had beer.
Yeah.
Voicemail. Yeah.
I'm that girl that's like, what are you doing? Are you doing a perfect cure? Your mom goes to college.
It's happening. Well, we love you guys.
Love you guys.
Keep up the good work, because we're not obviously doing that at all.
We're not driving.
We're not driving.
We're not driving.
I didn't want to look
we're
at your car.
Lifting.
Hey, we're lifting.
We're lifting. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Oh. That's the kind of voicemail I'm expecting from the Firestone Walker Invitational.
That's going in as voicemail of the year already.
You get nominee for voicemail of the year. Tony Bags and Kelly at Firestone Walker Invitational. Nice. Please, let there be another one of those.
Hey, are you doing for Colton from Maine, I've been catching up on some of your podcasts.
Yes.
I haven't been as adamant as listening to all of them. Sorry about that.
All of them must listen to all of them.
However, started a new summer job, and I've been working at a mill night. So I have a question for you guys. Sometimes we do 3 days on, 3 days off, and then three nights, and the nights are 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., and a bunch of the guys were talking about it. When is it okay to start drinking beer? So technically, if you're working 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., when you get out at 6 a.m., that's your afternoon slash night. So is it morally okay to start drinking at 6 a.m. or not? So I look forward to hearing your guys' answers. Also, let me know what you guys want from Kushnok. I will be getting some crowlers ready. We just got crowlers, and they're pretty kick-ass looking. And I'll also throw in some more Kushnok swag along with some Maine swag. So you guys either DM me or whatnot and tell me what you guys want from Maine, and I'll send that out in the next week or so. All right.
Nice.
Keep up the good work.
The best one, the one you think. Send that one. The one you think is the best. That's the one we want. Okay. I've got a good opinion on this. Best time to start, when is it okay to drink?
Mm-hmm.
Specifically he's talking about, he has a different work schedule than a traditional work schedule. Matt, what do you think?
Well, some of my customers work for different manufacturing places that commonly have graveyard shifts. So I've seen them come in, at 12 o'clock in the afternoon when we've opened up, and that's them. Like, they got off work at 10, they went home and got their significant other, and they drove to the brewery. That's them starting their drinking, and then they're going to go home and crash before the next night shift. So
that's their nightcap, in other words.
Totally acceptable. And my other rebuttal is, there are places that open at 6 a.m. If you choose to drink at 6 a.m., you have to understand the other people you'll be with. Doesn't mean you're weird, but it means you'll be with other people
you might be with
that are drinking at 6 a.m. because they don't have anything else to do. Their schedule has no conflicts with...
Zero conflict.
Yeah.
Their only conflict is 2 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Yeah. Which they spend at Taco Bell.
You're like, Dad, that damn 4 hours.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do for 4 hours?
I'm going to be all dried out by that time.
Yeah. So I worked at overnights at grocery store for 5 years, night crew on the grocery store. And my shift was 10 a.m. to 7 or 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. And we would go out.
You're the jerk that rearranged everything in the middle of the night, huh?
Yep.
So I got to the store the next
day. Made it all nice for you.
And then I got to the store
and
I was like,
pretty.
It was here yesterday. Where'd it go? It's 6 hours over now.
Where the hell is the cottage cheese?
Made it pretty for you.
Yeah.
And so on at least once a week on load nights, we would go to this. We had this breakfast place that served pitchers of beer. We had
perfect.
It was only a couple blocks away from work, and we would have breakfast and just have pitchers and pitchers and be loud and obnoxious as people in a bar at 11, you know, 11 p.m. would be. We were that only at breakfast.
Only at breakfast.
So we were just a big table of guys, bros, just hanging out, drinking.
Yeah, brunch bros.
Eight in the morning, we're just having pancakes and downing pitchers of beer. And the mornings we didn't go to breakfast, we would hang out, and there was this was at Vaughn's in Lakewood, store number 25. They tore it down and built a new one now, but there was this ice machine, big ice machine, one of those old school big ice machines. You go up and get a block of ice or get a bag of ice, your own bag of ice. And we would hang, it was still in the same shopping center, but it was enough away from the store where we weren't at work anymore, or our managers didn't see us. I don't know. And we would just sit there in the parking lot and just drink beer for a couple hours. And this was something that could happen. You wouldn't do that nowadays.
Yeah.
But then it wasn't that big a deal. We even had Lakewood PD would roll by once a month and be like, "Hey guys, how's it going? Cool, we're cool. Drinking." So it depends on whatever your day is set up as. That's what it matters. What matters is you don't drink before you go to work.
Yes, don't do that.
And don't drink while you're picking up your kid. That's about it. Every other time, drink it up.
So I just got a cold soda here. Nothing. Yep. No big deal.
There you go. That's my opinion.
I agree. I'd agree with that.
All right, good.
Where's your day? Where are you at in your day?
Yeah, exactly. Where are you at in your day?
Yeah.
Just because the society says you have to drink it, at night. Don't worry about it. Whatever you can work out in a responsible manner is when you should
perfect
drink.
It's Chef.
That's what's up right there, Chef.
I am, of course, calling from Chicago, IL.
That's Chicago.
I'm your Chicago beer rep. And, guys, how are you doing? Huh? I think I start the show off every time saying this. But, guys, I just wanted to let you know that I'm not sure if I'm doing so good at being the Chicago beer rep. Yeah, because like any good city rep, I'm going to the suburbs. Yeah, but sometimes you gotta go to the suburbs.
Yeah.
Don't worry, it's beer related. It's beer related. Jeez. Okay, don't worry. I'm going back home. Yeah. I'm just gonna let the whole internet know. I'm from Mundelein, Illinois. And they have a nice beer fest there. We've got a brewery back home called Tighthead Brewing. T-I-G-H-T-H-E-A-D. And
tight.
They're killing it. And as like similar to probably you guys think about Tioga, I'm super proud of Tighthead. Tighthead is a rugby term. The owner played rugby, and that's what that refers to. But they got an awesome rugby ball logo, and man, I'm just super proud of those guys. We see them on taps now in Chicago, and that's awesome. And it's about an hour away from the city of Chicago, hour north, and it's just cool to see breweries like Maplewood Brewing Revolution, Half Acre, come to your hometown, you know? It's awesome. So you can get tickets if you're interested at tightheadbrewing.com. Just search for Tighthead. They've got a link to the festival there. They put it on together with Mundelein Community Connections. They put together the fest, and, well, it might be a chance of rain, but don't worry. I'm going to be listening to a lot of Blind Melon, coincidentally. So we're hoping for no rain.
Boy.
But just wanted to plug that real quick, and that leads me to my question, guys, because you see, I've been going to a lot of beer fests lately, and I wonder what makes a good beer fest volunteer. I think you guys probably touched on this before, but it seems like a good time of year to bring it up again. And my question is, what makes a good volunteer? I volunteered at a fest last weekend, and I went to a fest last weekend. I went to two festivals. I like to try to give back and volunteer when I can, but it's just something I think about. So let me know what you guys think about that, volunteering, what makes a good volunteer. And, keep up the good work. It's been educational. Peace.
What do you think makes a good volunteer? Because you deal with volunteers. in your line of work, beer volunteers?
Yeah, I mean, I don't fully understand volunteers. I mean, I've volunteered for things myself, and there's definitely a sense of empowerment and when you're volunteering for something, as well as you get a sense of pride for it too. But typically just somebody that's willing to just help out. You know, there's glamorous things of, you know, pouring beer and restacking cups and talking to people. And then there's less glamorous things of like changing trashes and, you know, keeping up the grounds. So, I mean, you know, I would say, you know, maybe see if there's a better incentive for doing some of the more crappier work. Because what if they decide to throw in a second gift card or something? It's like, oh, hey, thanks for volunteering. Here's a gift card, you know, something like that. So, but yeah, all hands on deck. There's always plenty of fun stuff
to do. Just be willing to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, you put on events too, Nick.
What?
Volunteers and stuff.
Volunteers? Are we talking just purely beer volunteers?
Well, or kind of. Just show up when you're supposed to show up.
Oh, shit. That'd be amazing on its own.
Well, as somebody that's put on music festival several times, our volunteers are like, when a volunteer says, hey, I'll do this thing for you, and you're like, sweet. And you're like counting on it, and then you don't show up for the thing you said you'd do. That sucks. That throws your whole day into a tailspin. So, yeah. That's my thing is, if you volunteer for something, do the thing you volunteer for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if it's a sucky thing, you volunteered, man, so you're in. As an organizer, I'm expecting you to be there volunteering and doing the thing you volunteered for.
I should not have to babysit.
Just don't be like, after, you know, that the day of the event, be like, yeah, I'm just a volunteer. I'm not going to show up for that.
They got plenty.
Yeah, you are an asshole if you do that. You're way worse than the person that just didn't volunteer for anything. It's like, I'm not going to volunteer for shit. That's fine. You're fine, but don't tell me you're going to volunteer.
I'm not relying on you anymore, so good. You're fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
Just don't say I'm going to be there and then don't show up. That's really all it is. Just show up.
It's nice when they have a clue about what they're doing.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm in line as a customer and the volunteer says, oh, this is an IPA. Have you ever had an IPA? And if I say yes, their job's over. They don't need to tell me anymore.
Yeah.
I don't need the spiel about, well, this is an IPA. It's
blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, that, stop.
Right.
Don't need to hear it. Put.
Yeah, I didn't ask.
Put in cup.
I know more than you.
Yes. Now, if I ask you a follow-up question, feel free to carry on.
Right. It's like, but I just need to know what this is called.
Let's keep the line moving.
I need to know the style and what it's called. Uh-huh. I'm going to already assume you're volunteering and you don't know more than that.
Now, if I walk up and have that dead stare in my face, like, oh, what's an IPA? Yes, please help.
Yeah.
Please, carry on. Give me the sales pitch.
Exactly. Yeah, there's so many that just like assume you know nothing. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. I just need the name.
Hey, Perfect Four. I gotta check it on here. Tap. Just wanted to say, hey, I don't really have much news over here in Mass. Nothing new coming or anything.
It's gotta be something.
I did want to say thanks so much to Chu, especially because my communication was terrible. And even though I didn't win, I really appreciate you sending something out to me, too. So thanks so much.
Jeez, Chu.
I guess that's pretty much it. Thanks, guys.
Wow. So she didn't win the Chew Your Beer at Chew Your Beer on Untappd. He does a little contest. He'll send you out beer. And Chu still sent her a beer. Isn't that sweet?
Joanne here again.
Joanne's back.
I can't believe you guys picked the other Billy.
Uh-oh. This is the bitter call.
Over Billy Idol.
Oh.
Come on. Moni, you can't beat this. What's wrong with you guys? Thanks, guys. Bye.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Many
waves.
Many beers and dollars have been wasted trying to figure out what's wrong with us.
Yeah, don't try. Just go with it. Thanks. Thank you, Jenny.
Caribbean Queen, come on.
Caribbean Queen. Caribbean Queen. Come on. Can't beat that.
Can't beat that.
Final voicemail of the week.
What is up, Perfect Four? This is Jay from Northern Utah. Won the Chew Your Beers fill in the blank contest last week. He was very kind to send me this can of Pizza Port's Bacon and Eggs Imperial Porter. So I wanted to do one thing real quick. I'm actually going to try this right now. So just a second.
Oh, yes.
Let's crack this open.
Live taste test.
Ooh.
Is that a fridge mark? Oh, it's a fridge mark.
All right, so nice and dark.
16-ounce can.
Mm. Yeah. Very much coffee flavor. I mean, aroma. Let's give it a taste. Oh. Wow. What? That is some good stuff.
Wow.
Just want to say, Chew, thank you so much.
Nice.
It is a fantastic beer in a state where we don't get a huge selection, but it's one I've been looking out for whenever I go out of state on beer runs. Mm. So, also thinking maybe go ahead and put me down as the Northern Utah rep for the Perfect Pour.
Work it out, Nick.
It's already done.
Trying to keep the update on what's going down here in Utah as far as beer goes. Contrary to what a lot of people think, we do have a lot of craft breweries and a lot more opening right now. So on Twitter, you can hit me up at hops_hound. And on Untappd, it's hops_hunter. But, Chew, gracias mi amigo. This is a really good beer. And so for right now, that's all I got time to do. And keep up the good work, guys.
Nice. Chew chose wisely.
Dang, yeah, got the chocotazo.
No, that was the bacon and eggs.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
The pizza, that was...
I went and got beer.
Which is also a solid choice.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so who got the chocotazo? Didn't somebody get the chocotazo?
He might have got that too, but he was trying the bacon and eggs right now. From
chocotazo. Yeah. That's a show, baby.
Called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a...
No call from Paul this week. All right, that's fine.
Him and Benj Clark are hanging out.
Now. Oh, they're building their podcast.
Yeah.
They're like, screw it. Don't use the material on those guys. I love gold.
I love gold.
Oh.
Hi.
New to Fresno. I just discovered that this evening at BevMo. Melvin Brewing Hubert, MPA.
What's a BevMo?
What's a BevMo? Went into BevMo, hadn't been in there in a long time. James. And they had a brand new end of Melvin, three different Melvin brewers. Breweries. This is one we hadn't had. So they had the one we had
the
before.
The old 2x4.
And, I have no idea what this one's like, and Matt is not a fan.
That's the Mellotron. I need the Melvin.
Hmm. I don't know what to think about this.
Hubert.
Matt did not like.
What the hell's... What's the M for?
Lemon Pledge.
Multi-Pale Ale? Is that MPA?
Multi-Pale Ale. Matt has had to go directly to the crackers. I don't know what to think about this thing.
Not much, in my opinion.
Wow. It's different.
Little yellow, different.
This was the cheapest one. This is $9.99 for the six pack.
Well, there's your answer.
Well, I hope you enjoy the other five.
Damn it. Now I got to drink five more.
Yeah, this is my least favorite of the episode.
Wow, not popular.
And there's two hazies mixed in there.
Yeah, and we've had some hazies. And this is your least favorite. That's crazy. Wow. Don't have that many that negative of beers usually. Looking out for beers. Beers are released every week. We look out for them, as you do as well. New beers. It's all we care about as beer geeks. New beers.
Nerds.
Doesn't matter. You could make the most perfect beer on earth.
Yes.
And then you're like, all right, we're just going to keep producing it and keep coming out with it. We'd be like, meh. What else do you have? That's how we roll as beer geeks. Matt, what are you looking out for?
Nothing in particular really stood out to me this week. So, I'm just looking out for summer porter. I want a nice, easy drinking summer porter, no adjuncts, straight up.
Summer porter. Has anyone ever called their beer, described it as a summer porter?
I don't think so.
Somebody should. Somebody should. That's all you need, huh?
Summer.
That's all you're looking out for.
Yeah, there's plenty of other beers coming and going, so I just want that backbone.
All right. A summer porter backbone by Matt. Nick.
Summer porter backbone?
Seven, five, backbone.
Are you naming beers? Mm-hmm. Hey, this is not my list. Sorry, I have it open to the reps page.
Oh, that's good.
Got to flip it back. Vanilla Noise from Microphone Brewing Company. Mm-hmm. Imperial Rye Stout with vanilla, please.
Yep. I'd be willing to try that.
Okay. Where's Microphone from?
The place.
Oh, yeah. I know that place.
Right next to the other place.
It's a good location.
Yeah. They know what they're doing.
They got street parking out front, but there's also a coffee shop across the street that validates, bro. Californians reference.
Validates.
You're going to look that up, huh?
Oh, you know it.
So those are your...
We have the internet.
Those are your looking out for us?
Yes.
Barley, we just see that we have Melvin Brewing in town now. Barley... Forge. Barley Forge may be coming because our distributor friends up there from Stockton,
Delta Pacific
has Barley Forge now. So hopefully we're going to start seeing some Barley Forge. They're the ones with the this one goes to 11.
Yes. Oh, they'll have your A2 Brute.
Oh yeah,
your Brute IP.
We'll see. A Luponic number 10 is out there.
There you go.
I just started seeing it pop up this week. I haven't had it yet.
Solid choice.
Oh.
Apparently someone here has
had Bing it. Caught preview.
Louie had it.
He said it was good. Stone Brewing and Society have teamed up. They have done a collab beer. It's called the Skiddlers.
Skiddlepox.
Why don't you make like a tree and skedaddle?
Nice.
Why don't you make a... Never mind. I can't say stuff right now.
I don't know.
Gonna make Stone any Back to the Future Society. References. Society, notorious for they won't package any IPA, but they are going in on with Stone on this IPA. Because Stone agreed to exclusively brew it for kegs. So it is only going to be, it is going to be available in Stone, where Stone's available. It could pop up, but only in kegs. So you could actually if you've never had a society beer, but you live in a town where Stone is, which is every town, I guess, you might get some society, a version of a society beer in your town.
So I'm guessing
it's starting today. It's out. So
I'm guessing Stone Berlin's going to get it before Fresno.
Probably. So you can look for the Skedaddler. It's got society in there. Well, the taco truck lager from Dust Bowl is now in cans. We have one. Yeah. We're waiting in the fridge. Could happen in any moment. You never know.
Chilling.
But it's nice to have a classic lager, local lager that's now in cans. It's going to be a big summer fun times. Modern Times, again, the Critical Band is back. 16-ounce can of the tropical green hop flavor. Critical Band. I'm going to look out for that. Amplified is San Diego area, I believe Amplified is. Southern California. Amplified L Works. Juice Springsteen and the Yeast Street Band.
Wow. See?
Come on. All the hazy IPAs have the best names. And now we have, apparently we have 6 Point here now. I found a 6 Point in our Whole Foods. 6 Point's Puff Cloudy. It's an Imperial IPA. It's just got a bigger douse of Mosaic, so sounds good to me. You're gonna just like, I'm just gonna put more Mosaic in it.
That's funny. See, I have this smartphone here. I don't remember it any alerts going off when about a 6 Point beer being in town. That's jerk. Weird.
Well,
wow.
You should. It's actually, I put it on something, one of our Instagrams, either Mikey Top Boar or Perfect Boars. It was in there.
So you're saying we're not paying attention?
Yeah, you just got to pay attention.
You're trying to blame us, thanks.
I didn't do direct text message, if that's what you're saying. You're right. I should have given you the inside info before.
The regular people.
Sorry about that.
Wow. This is how I got to find out about it.
Yep.
On my own podcast. On this
podcast? Weekly podcast?
What?
Cut. Drink it. Untapped. We use it. And it's a beer app. You can check in the beers and see what your friends are drinking. That's fun, isn't it? And this week we were all drinking beers. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. And that's you were drinking what?
So I went to a baseball game.
Baseball?
Yeah. A friend of mine, he hooked me up with some tickets. And
AAA affiliate of the Houston Astros, the Fresno Grizzlies.
It ended up being crazier than I thought. Because it's like, you're in the dugout club. And I was like, okay, well, I know the section right behind home plate. Those are kind of the seats. And I was walking up and I was like, it says section Doug, D-U-G.
Doug.
And I was like,
dugout.
And this is like section 112, 113. I was like, okay, I'm like, where am I going? And so
where's your Doug section?
Yeah.
All right, where's Doug?
And so we asked.
To sit with him?
We asked somebody and they're like, so you've never been. They're like, okay. So they're all, go down here, past concessions, there's an elevator. Take the elevator down to the basement. So we walk over there. There's another group of people, same thing. They're like, okay, so you've never been. They're like, there's a staircase and an elevator. Take those down to the basement, and somebody will meet you there. So we did that, and we go down to the basement, and there's this long hallway, and a gentleman meets us, and he's like, how's it going? Let me see your tickets. He's like, all right. So he's all, here's what's going to happen. We're going to walk down this hallway, and you're going to see the practice room, which they had, a little warm-up room. And then to the right was the locker room for the players.
Ah.
And so you walk through that hallway, and you go to another hallway. And then all of a sudden, you're like eye level with the the catcher. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so literally.
They hand you a bat and say, get out there.
Get out there. Do something.
Yeah. So then there's this little hallway, big enough for a cocktail table, some chairs, and you could walk in front of it, and literally was mesh fencing. And then the players right there, like
nice.
And
you're right behind home plate.
Yeah. And so it literally was the dugout club. Like the players, like I had some sparkly shoes on. They're like, "Hey man, nice shoes." And I'm like, "Cool. Then have fun out there.
Fun,
you know,
fun living your dream."
the beauty of it was, they had, a server come around. They're like, "Oh, what would you like? These are your beers that you get to select from." So I had General Sherman. That was one of the crafter options.
I guess.
And it was free because it came with the tickets.
Whoa, bro.
Whoa.
VIP.
Yeah. And so that if was pretty
Matt
cool.
could get more free Shermans.
I know.
That'd be crazy.
Right? Hey, it made baseball go a lot easier. Yeah. And yes, I mean, it was just a lot of guys just switching back and forth. It's like, okay, three outs, switch.
It literally was no sports.
It was literally bottom of the ninth, and Grizzlies got 3 points because they got, and that was the game right there.
Yeah.
They didn't even finish the inning. They were just like,
no. Once you get the bottom of the ninth, you're the home team.
But they could have made
it. But you get three runs, you win.
You win.
What if they wanted 5 runs?
Like, we want more.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
Just rack up the points.
Yeah.
At that
the other team really wants to do that. Yeah. We've already lost, but yeah, we'll keep fielding for you.
Yeah.
So you can run up some more.
I would be that runs. Guy. I want 5. Let's make it 5. No, guys.
Let's get more.
I paid for this ticket.
I want more runs. Hey, more runs. what city were they playing?
What's Moorans?
Who were they playing?
Colorado Springs.
All right. The Rockies affiliate.
Yeah. And, but yeah, so that was a really cool baseball game. I felt that was an appropriate way to enjoy the game where I just kind of look up at the people behind me and go, yeah, your seats suck.
Your seats suck. Look at me down here.
Kind of a big
great
deal.
Seats.
Great seats.
Having free beer.
Huh? Yep.
Huh?
And, since I was doing a downtown thing, unfortunately, Full Circle was closed, so I walked over to Hop PK, started out there. They had Scoundrel, which was a Northeast. They have like 4 or 5 Northeast. I tried a few of them, samples, but
they're Scoundrel, all House of Pendragon beers?
Yeah. I had a Scoundrel, Full Pour, and then a Lancelot. Fulton Street from Tioga, I've been sipping on, always solid. XPA, and then we were also grabbing some to-go beers from Goldstein's before heading over to a friend's house. And they had one little lonesome Luponic number 10 just sitting in the fridge right there.
Oh, a number 10.
So I
bought the number 10.
And I don't know if my palate was just worn out or it was a long day But it was kind of like an explosion of flavor. It was good.
You're saying your palate was worn out. I was expecting you to say, like, I couldn't taste anything.
I just remember going, damn, this thing, it was like hop bomb. Like, in your face, hops. Iconic
number 10.
Yeah.
Are you recoing that?
I am.
Wow.
And completely different packaging. They went on, I think it's gray.
Yeah, it's like all orange. It's all orange.
Yeah, versus the green.
Traditional green.
Yeah.
So. Now all those other Luponics are going to look really old now. Thought they looked old before.
So, So that's what I've been caught drinking.
Bearded Brewer 87 on tap. Untapped. The Nick 80. He's on untapped.
Sometimes. So, we had the previously mentioned Invitational. And they just kept bringing out beers.
Dang, dude.
There was a Homage, Ride the Fader. I don't remember what any of these beers were.
That's what Untapped's good for.
Yeah.
Beer remembering.
If only I had remembered to Untapped. Hop Secret Double Agent. I can't even read that. There's a Broadacres from Phantom Carriage.
Oh, yeah, the Phantom Carriage.
Oh, yeah. I think that was Ants that brought that, if Phantom. No, that was the other guy. Was it Craig, I think? There was a Moxa beer, which isn't that the guy from Abnormal? Isn't that his brewery?
I don't know. Oh, the one that went up to Sacramento?
Yeah.
Maybe. Sounds like maybe. Man, getting some pulls for this Fontana Gym Invitational.
Yeah, they got to try some Zach's beers.
Oh, you brought some Zach's beers?
Took some, I had some leftovers. Leftovers.
Leftovers.
They had the Blue Cheese IPA, the Mr. Tumnus, which is the Goat Cheese Fig Porter, and, crap, what's the Pomegranate Dammit, which is the Berliner he made. I don't know if they drank that one yet. I left it with them, though.
I know I haven't.
Oh, you will.
Oh, will I?
Oh, you know why?
Why?
Zach's is now...
Taproom update.
Officially under construction.
Whoa! Nice.
The shovels have started digging holes.
If you're good at building stuff, just show up at Zach's, volunteer.
Just volunteer, yeah.
Commitment.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Bring your hammer and nails.
Exciting news. So exciting. I'm just trying to, like, now I'm trying to just try and forget that Zach's Brewing could open up at some point so that when it does, I'm not going to sit here every day and go, like, is it open? Is it open? Are they done yet?
So, inbox them every day.
Yeah. Say, like, hey, guys, you guys done yet? You want me to be your social media manager? You done?
Yeah.
I'll be your
head floor sweeper.
Work for beer. It's going to be so exciting. Zach's opens up.
Yes.
We might retire the show.
All right.
It's like, well,
thank goodness.
Zach's is open.
Yeah, nothing else to do.
We did it all. Mission accomplished. Fresno has craft beer.
Sounds good. I look forward to it. Let's make it happen.
Here we go.
We're locked in for another 5 years.
Yep, I told you guys.
Damn it.
Signed in for that contract. Can't go anywhere. What else were you caught drinking?
Oh, man. That's about... I mean, there was lots of beer at the Garage Boys hangout.
Yeah.
There was also smoked meats.
Picture of that got retweeted on our Twitter account at Perf Pour Pod.
There you go. If you, want to see what I forgot to mention, it's all there in the picture. Once I got back from LA, I had in Pharos, I think. It's the Firestone Walker Rye IPA.
All right.
Oh, the Stone Ripper in cans, 12-ounce cans.
Oh, in cans.
Yes, that seemed appropriate for a pool party.
Yeah, agreed.
What the heck else? I thought there was three that day. See, this is why you untap, kids, because you can't remember.
Children, always remember to untap.
What was, I guess that's good. We'll move along.
Good enough. Well, I did an impromptu, very quick trip up to the city.
Oh, yes.
AKA San Francisco.
Yeah, hit some breweries.
I did get to one.
Oh, just one.
Went to a Giants game, and I was with, my friends who aren't beer geeks. They drink beer, but are not beer geeks. And thankfully, on the way to the stadium, otherwise I probably wouldn't have been able to. It was 21st Amendment. So we went into 21st Amendment for the first time.
It's on the way to the Coliseum?
From where? Or it's on the way to Giants.
Oh, you get into Giants. Park. Okay.
Yeah. From our hotel. It was literally just on the sidewalk.
Wow. As we were
walking by. And I had my first Brut IPA.
Oh, they had one.
They had a Brut IPA.
Nice.
And I got to say, my first shot at one, super unimpressed. Oh, I mean, from everything it sounds like, I was like, oh, I'm going to love this style. I was like, man, it was just like having a Pilsner, a lightly hot Pilsner to me. It was real kind of boring and just sort of flat and kind of like meh. So I got to have a couple more different from different brewers of that style before I determine whether the style is good or not. But
see if one of them could liven it up.
Yeah, my first shot at a Brut was not that great. I also had a Homefront IPA from 21st Amendment. I don't know if that's just a brewery only thing or not, but it was pretty good. Oh, not cool little place. Smaller than I thought it would be. It's just like a.
Is it just a brewery or
no?
Is
it's food, yeah, they got food too.
Oh, okay,
you know, like pizza and burgers, that kind of stuff, and waitresses and the whole schmeal.
Yeah, you think it'd be a little bigger,
right? But everything's cool. I would recommend it if you're in the area. Anyway, 21st Amendment, nice people. Then we walked to the Giants game, and out. Kind of outside, but also sort of connected with the stadium is, there's a place, called Public House, and they had a lot of beer there, a lot of craft beer there. And one of them, they had a Blind Pig.
Whoa.
On the tap. I was like, there's a lot there, but I was like, Blind Pig on tap. I want a draft version of Blind Pig. Don't get that much. And I don't know if I got the wrong, I think he poured me the wrong beer.
Damn it.
Either he poured me the wrong beer or their Blind Pig keg has been sitting around a long time, which seems hard to believe, but it just tasted like a malt bomb.
Oh, shit.
It just tasted old and a malt bomb. And it may have been because I'd already been drinking for a while that day. So I can't tell if it was me or if I got the wrong beer. I don't know, but it was just wasn't good. I mean, there's something wrong. I did not get a straight up Blind Pig. Something happened. I don't know what happened, but it was just something wasn't right. Also there, while at Public House, they had a Pelican Brewing beer. I was like, it wasn't my style, but I'm like, damn it. I want to have a Pelican Brewing beer. It was a stout.
Oh, nice.
I ordered a stout when there was pails and IPAs I hadn't had. I still ordered a stout because I wanted that Pelican Brewing.
Doing the Lord's work.
It was a nice stout. It's called Tsunami Stout. And then while inside the stadium of AT&T Ooh. Park, I've always heard about this being like a big craft beer park. I wouldn't call it a big craft beer park. Sorry, guys. Now, they have Sierra Nevada.
There you go.
So what more do you need? Give them that. They have
so you're just being picky.
And they have a Sierra Nevada booth out in center field area. There's like this kind of like a fair, almost like a state fair style stands in the center field area. And Sierra has a booth there.
Nice.
$14.50 if you want a Sierra
in a cup. Shit. In a cup.
In a Sierra draft in a cup.
At least a 16 ounce, hopefully.
They had the tall boy cans.
Yeah.
You could have that too. And that was kind of all there is, except for there was in that same center field area, there was one booth that had a door.
Uh-oh.
And they had craft beer bombers in there and that door that you could buy. But nice. Everything was so freaking like $14 was like minimum buy-in. Yikes. I was just like, I can't do it. I was like, I don't have these kind of funds. So, like, all I did while I was at the Giants game was have a tall boy, a Sierra Nevada pale tall boy that somebody else bought me. That's only beer I had in the whole stadium.
That sucks. You're right there and you can't taste it.
But it wasn't, I'm pretty sure Petco is probably the craft beer leader as far as baseball stadiums go. Also, because we got 6 Point at our Whole Foods now. I had the Puff Imperial IPA from 6 Point. All right, pretty good. And then I had another Tall Boy Stone. It was at the Fig Tree. It was $2.99. I was like, wow. All right. I haven't had a Stone IPA in quite a while. Try it. It was tasting sweet and malty.
Uh-oh.
This is like the epitome of West Coast IPA, the Stone. I don't know. It's kind of sweet and malty now.
Is this a 2.0 beer, or is it original?
I don't know what it is. I would assume it's 2.0 now. Everything is, but
yeah,
tasted like more like original than me.
Wow.
There you go. That's what I've been caught drinking. Dorktown on Untappd. If you want to find me and stuff. Hope we're all caught drinking something.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show.
Man, lots of cheers to give out, especially for our newest golden god. Bah, 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 bah. We have a new golden god, ants. Zelia. Big cheers to you, Ant. Thank you for being our latest golden god of the perfect pour and donating money to the show every month via the website Patreon, Patreon. /perfect pour. If you want to be a golden god, golden gods, donate money, $5 or more to the show every month. Help us, keep the lights on, keep things running, keep us in beer, keep flowing. Yeah. And it's really appreciate everyone, all our golden gods. A lot of people have been, I hope they don't look at like, so I, once in a while, I'll look at the summaries of like, because the Patreon will say how much that person has donated over their lifetime of being a golden god. And some of them are like really getting up there. I'm just like, oh, man. Hope they don't realize how
this
much.
This is going to get cut off soon.
Yeah, they're going to be like, oh, whoa, whoa. I did not realize I was giving these idiots that much money. So thank you, everyone that supports the show. And it is cool because we can give a little bit of more content to those golden gods for being supporting the show. So thank you, Patreon, and all the golden gods. Cheers to Southgate. They got a bunch of medals at the NorCal Brewfest. Our local Southgate Brewing up there in the Oakhurst. Cheers to on Untappd. Cheers to Mexican Bericano. Also on Twitter, cheers to Chew Your Beer, to Stefan Schiffer, the chef, Stefan Schiffer 8, the number 8, Stefan Schiffer number 8, Matty Boy 90, aka Captain Wiffle. I wonder if he's referencing, I always see his name, and I wonder if he's referencing Wiffle Ball or not, but if he is, even bigger cheers. And also the Tony Bags. With the Z, Tony Bags with the Z, and Hops _ Hound that we talked about earlier on the show. Thank you, everybody that listens and donates. Wait, you want this beer? Oh, I'm just going to hold it. I can't talk and give out beers at the same time.
So, Captain Whiffle, that's who you're choosing?
Yeah.
It's a reference to Star Control number 2.
Oh.
Video game, favorite game of all time.
We have a new beer on the show, and now I'm going to finally give it to Matt. It's donated to the show,
man.
From Florida Steve, and I figured Nick needed something different here.
Thank goodness.
We've been filling Nick with IPA variants.
And Pilsners.
And Pilsners.
That's what it sounds like for everybody else out there.
What do we have? Wow. What do we have here, Nick?
This is lots of coffee. Mariana Trench Imperial Stout Java Edition. You know, it's got Java stamped.
It's gonna keep you. Is this gonna keep you up?
Yes. No, nothing's gonna keep me up today. I'm done.
Do you find coffee beers keep you up at all any differently?
Not. It's not the coffee that does it. It's the indigestion that they provide that keeps me up.
So I can't judge properly because I'm one of those guys that could drink a Diet Coke and then go to bed.
Nice. I'll be popping a Tums later just to get settle my belly down. But yeah, the coffee doesn't usually do it.
Okay. Because the producer, if she has something caffeinated at like 4 o'clock, mm-hmm. then she stays up. She won't be able to go to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you talking about? Like I could literally down a Diet Coke and then go right to sleep.
Nice.
Some people are just different.
On the next beer bench.
Yeah.
Mikey slams a Diet Coke and then immediately falls asleep.
Sounds good. I'll do that. So what are we doing? We're still cheersing? Who needs more cheers?
Cheers to the Garage Boys for hosting the Invitational.
Isn't that nice?
Fontana Gym, Evil Circle, and the aforementioned Fire Ants.
Fire Ants. That's a social media handle.
Yeah. Those guys were really awesome to hang out with. And it's fun when they know the podcast. You know, because then we could trade inside secrets.
Oh, no. It's just inside tangents all day. Yeah.
All day.
They're just did somebody have a tangent button?
No. There was some interesting conversations though. Cheers to the Zacks there, and can't wait to see what they do with the place.
Oh man. Oh gosh.
Looking forward to
that. Like I said, I'm like too excited about it, so I have to forget that it's happening. That's how I roll.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those guys, like, if my team's involved in, like, a tense playoff situation, I have to leave the room or whatever. I can't, like, watch.
You're just pacing back and forth? Like,
no, I can't watch this. If it goes bad, it's just going to be terrible. I mean, I'm not even a Warriors or Cavaliers fan, but this NBA Finals, I didn't want the Warriors to just dominate. I wanted to have a good series, and they're dominating. So I can't even watch that now. It's just like, it's too much. Sorry.
Yes.
I just tangented.
Uh-huh. We're waiting to see if you're going to notice that.
So cheers. Any more cheers? You good with cheers? No? Man? More cheers? Like, thought maybe you thought of more cheers in the past minute.
Ah, I see.
Like, oh, man, cheers, I do. Well, everyone, cheers to you. Thanks for listening to the show. Hope you had fun. We had fun.
We had fun.
In this next week, let's all be safe, but have fun. And just check your dates. Subscribe to the show, and guys, tell your bomb podcasting. God damn it.
Nice.
We can end the show.
Guys.
Guys, keep up the good work, guys.